USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China retaliating against the U.S. now for shutting down its consulate in Houston. The Chinese government announced it's forcing the U.S. consulate in Chengdu to close its doors. The Trump administration closed the Houston facility because it says China's been using it to spy on the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has declared U.S. engagement with China a dismal failure, saying America's good and noble intentions need to be abandoned.
We opened our arms to Chinese citizens only to see the Chinese Communist Party exploit our free and open society.
As a potential Hurricane Gonzalo lurks in the Caribbean, a new tropical storm is brewing just off the southeast U.S. coast. Hanna formed hours ago in the Gulf of Mexico and is threatening Texas. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for much of the Texas coast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
The president switches course when it comes to his party's convention, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right, it's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention, and that the governor had not pressured him to do so.
President Trump's announced he's going to be throwing out the first pitch at a New York Yankees game on the 15th of August.
And I say, how's the crowd going to be? And, you know, it's like you don't have a crowd. There is no such thing. It's going to be interesting.
Dr. Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch last night at the MLB's first regular season game between the Nationals and the Yankees. Let's just say it was well out of the strike zone. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
All of the players for the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees took a knee before the playing of the national anthem last evening ahead of the first MLB game of the regular season. After the players were introduced, a video played of actor Morgan Freeman reading a speech written by Philadelphia Phillies outfielder Andrew McCutchen and his wife Maria. None of the players knelt during the anthem itself. The Food and Drug Administration is expanding its recall of hand sanitizers to now include at least 75 brands. The FDA says there's been a big increase in hand sanitizers labeled to contain ethyl alcohol or ethanol, and they actually contain methanol, also known as wood alcohol. The problem is methanol that's absorbed through the skin can cause blindness, and it can kill if it's swallowed. One of the brands included in the recall, Bloomin' Clear Advanced, has already been recalled by Walmart, Costco, and BJ's Wholesale Club. And let the countdown begin for the release of KFC Crocs. They go on sale next Tuesday, $60 a pair. Fans will not only look like they're wearing a striped bucket of chicken on their feet, but the shoes also come with two removable drumsticks. You can't make this stuff up. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.